Hello everyone and welcome to Talk for Tuesday. Today we're joined by our special guest, Mrs. Lyons, and we are going to be talking about how our society is dystopian. So how do you think our society is dystopian, Mrs. Lyons?
Ooh, can I bash that right back at you? How do you think it is dystopian?
Well, I think a lot of it's because of, in general, our country's obviously like a democracy and it's very free will. But if you look at places like China or like North Korea, I hate to put like obviously the spotlight on them because I feel like they're the obvious answer. But North Korea is very controlled, and in China, because we learned about it last year in geography, media is very controlled, and like misinformation is spread to keep the population under control. Because obviously we have the one-child policy, where like you know obviously kids were dying and stuff like that. And that I feel like that's a very dystopian issue.
What is dystopian to you?
Well, dystopian's like, it's like, think about it like, if it's like our reality, yeah, but then just like what it would be like if, say, if you know, you go back into history and like everything's very controlled by the government and the media, I feel like that's dystopian. Like everything's just brainwashed and not like going through clearly. Like, it's like, we have... Yeah, like, everything's, like, a bit mad and, like, crazy and dark and, like...
Not pleasant.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant and it's horrible and, like, it's not, like, a place you'd want to live.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have a definition for dystopia? Miss, do you know what dystopia is for you?
Well, I mean, if you look at the definition there, what you were looking at before, is that it's a fictional world that's built up in this, and it's the opposite of a utopia. It's euphoric and this freedom and this sense of... acceptance, and this acceptance of everybody is welcome, everyone's free to do what they choose. And you know, dystopian for me, when I think of the fictional idea of dystopian, it's very much George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite books. I did my dissertation on it, and it's just about that feeling that you are always watched, you are always controlled, you have not got the ability to do what you want, you haven't got freedom.
I think I'm gonna have to
whatsoever.
Read that.
So yeah, please do. It's amazing, and it's just this idea that you know this one lonely person is going along and following the rules and following the instructions. It's fear. It's control. If we think of that idea of you know, I think it was in. I said, oh goodness me, I'm trying to think of the name of it now. It was about in. Nazi Germany, and it was about when the children would tell on their parents if they made comments against Hitler. So it was, you know, this kind of this fear of being ousted by your family, your friends, and it was this constant fear and paranoia that controlled people's
lives. Yeah, I think paranoia is a big part of it, definitely.
So how does dystopian link to our world today, like what's happening now?
I think that social media has a lot to do with our like today, because a lot of people are on social media, but sometimes it can have a really big impact on your mental health, and it can change what people think.
What do you mean by that? Like, do you think everyone puts their honest truth out on social media?
No. Like, some people, yeah, but not everyone, because some people just do what they think is right.
Think that everyone else is doing, yeah. So they think, oh, well, I've got to do it too, type of thing.
Well, I think on social media you're not allowed to say exactly what you think, because, for example, very controversial name, Andrew Tate, so he's getting cancelled, isn't he? Been banned off everything. But all he's done is say exactly what he thinks. So I don't think you're allowed to say what you think.
Yeah, I agree with that, because if you say a certain opinion of your own, then it's not going to... It depends what the opinion is, but let's say you say it, and then everyone starts getting angry about it then, because you might feel like you're the only one who thinks that, but you're not, others might still. But from what you can see... Like, everyone else is thinking something different.
So should
we getting judged for it.
Should we be dystopian and control some people's words, and if we know it's going to hurt, other people or maybe influence other people.
Because I just don't think it's fair that people do get hurt on social media every day and stuff like that.
Sorry, but going back to what Luke said before about Andrew Tate, is Andrew Tate is very controversial and he has been banned off everything, but at the same time, what he's saying is restricting the liberty of other people. So is what he's saying not good, or is what he's saying and what he's once is enforcing or was enforcing? Because I believe he's like completely rebranded his image now and like donated like tons of charities and stuff like that to kind of like let it pass over. Is what he's saying about women or whatever he was saying about restricting other people's liberties, therefore, because he's having his free opinion, is making our society dystopian?
I think as well, what you know, having a dystopian society is controlled by the government, and that's the kind of fictional side of where it comes from, this idea of dystopian, is it's controlled by the government, by a political agenda, to gain some kind of control over society, for whatever that may be. And we have this very negative view of what a dystopian society is, because along with that control becomes the absolute, like, so from this 1984, if we go back to that again, it's this idea that you have no freedom of choice. You have no way of speaking or breathing or being anything other than what you're told to be. So it's so restrictive and so controlled by a political agenda for a political reason. And, you know, or if we think of that kind of dystopia in our society, do we create our own dystopian worlds within our little groups, within social media, within, you know?
So many different umbrellas to us, isn't it? Branches, yeah. And things like that. Chloe, did you want to speak?
I was going to say that most of these people on social media say their opinions for clout and for money and stuff. And if for a fact that half of Andrew Tate's opinions were because he wanted more money, he doesn't actually believe what he's saying. That's what a lot of people do, even if it's like, doesn't mean nothing to them. Knowing fully well it'll trigger people, just like, because they want money and stuff.
So, going off the social media basis, Mrs. Lyons, how do you think dystopian links to what we learn in school? Like, how does it link in English especially?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the most obvious one is when you're reading a piece of fiction and you're looking at... But I just think in English especially, we're so open to be able to address so many issues. I mean, if you're looking at characters and how relationships... If you look at Shakespeare, Macbeth, for example... Mm-hmm. And we're looking at how Macbeth gains power and control in a corrupt way. And then how he then takes advantage of that to keep that power and control. He will do whatever it takes. He will murder, he will kill, he will, you know. And I think when you're discussing the choices human beings had 1600s, or whether it's 2000 years in the future, or whether it's now, people still have those dilemmas. They have power and control, and they use to corrupt their power and control. Sorry. So through our reading of plays and fiction, of course you do, but when we look at non-fiction, we can look at topics that occurrence, you know, look at an article, piece of transactional writing, write a speech, look at speeches. So through every day within our teaching career, mm-hmm. we can talk about loads of different issues that come about, things that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and will always have to deal with as you go on in your life, how to navigate through life, basically.
And we know a lot of the... We were talking a lot politically before. A lot of the dystopian literature looks at war and powerful beings, you know, like we were talking about Macbeth, he's fictional, but we also had Hitler, who's a real man, probably quite dystopian in his ways, wasn't
That's
he?
That's what I wanted to bring up, because I wanted to ask a question. We're moving into... Obviously, this war in Ukraine, it's not even climate change, it's a climate emergency now.
Yeah.
With that, would we move into a dystopian society? Because if this war does break out into World War III, which is a possibility, we can't deny it. We're doing everything to stop it, but we can't deny it. As soon as like a nuke drops, it's pretty much the end. And
let's not scare people on podcasts, yeah. Isabel.
Sorry. Like, do you think that, like, say, like, what if the whole world, because obviously we just hit 8 billion, what if the whole world enforces, like, a one-child policy or something like that? Like, that's what, like, I'm interested in.
So, obviously, this is going back to English in the books again, but, like, sorry, I'm not denying your opinion. I just had a good question. So, what are some dystopian-related books and movies and stuff?
So, we've got, like, The Hunger Games. Are you interested in looking at literature?
Yeah, stuff like that,
So, we've got The Hunger Games. We've had The Divergent. There's lots of series of books. We had Divergent. What's the other one?
It's like The Maze Runner.
Yeah.
And obviously, The Handmaid's Tale is an amazing. And you've got the series along with that as well. And
Maze Runner's got a movie, hasn't it?
Yeah. And George Orwell, 1984, please.
Please read it.
You know, CCTV, this was by a man who, it was 1948, I think, around that time. Yeah. And he was talking about CCTV everywhere. He was talking about screens in people's rooms. He's talking about fake news. He's talking about how we use language to kind of infiltrate into people's everyday lives and how we used people's fears to get what we want. Political machinery used fear to get what they want from people and to get people to behave in a certain way. So Big Brother, you know, Big Brother, the reality TV program, that's where the idea comes from.
Based on 1984.
Is it?
Yeah, from George Orwell's 1984. So please, 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 yeah.
Thanks for listening to Talk for Tuesday podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.